我们再看第三方面约书的公义的特殊的地方。
Thirdly, we want to look at something else that is unique about his righteousness.
约书敏锐地顾及了他人的需要，他人的尊严。
Joseph turned out that Joseph was very sensitive to other people's dignity.
我们来看马太福音一章十九节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 19 of Matthew.
她丈夫约朔是个义人，不愿明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了。
Now here says Joseph's husband was a righteous man. He did not want to expose her to public disgrace, so he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
这一节中间有两个很重要的句子。
Two very important things in this sentence.
第一个句子讲到义人。
First of all, it talks about him being a righteous man.
第二个讲到暗暗的。
Secondly, we see this word quietly.
在这两句中间加了一句句子。
And there's something inserted between the two.
显出了耶稣的特征。
And this demonstrates his unique character.
讲到不愿明明的羞辱他。
He was unwilling to expose her to public disgrace.
这句话显出了约瑟的公义另外第三方面的特征。
This demonstrates the third aspect of his righteousness.
显出了约瑟对人的怜悯跟恩慈。
This demonstrates his mercy and love toward man.
我们来看第一方面约瑟的怜悯的德行。
Now how is it that he was merciful?
他对人的尊严很敏感。
He's very sensitive towards other people in terms of their dignity.
他不愿意明明的羞辱玛利亚。
He does not want to subject Mary to any kind of public humiliation.
在第二章十九节中间有个连结词。
Chapter 2, verse 19, there's an important connective word.
那通常这个连结词有三种翻译的方法。
There's three.
Three ways to translate.
Three ways to. You're talking about one, right?
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1, I'm sorry. Yeah, chapter 1, verse 19. This connective word, there's three ways to translate it.
那第一个翻译的方法就是，是她丈夫约朔是个义人。
The first way to translate goes like this. Her husband Joseph is a righteous man.
和不愿明明的羞辱他。
And he did not want to subject her to public humiliation.
这里表示说他的约朔的公义跟他的怜悯的品格。
This word and is indicative of both of his justice and his mercy.
那第二种翻译的方法。
And second way of translating
it, 她丈夫约瑟是个义人，但不愿意明明的羞辱他。
And second way to translate goes like, her husband Joseph is a righteous person, but he does not want to put her to public disgrace.
这边就讲到约瑟的年仅的公义的品格。
And here you have an indication of his strict following of justice.
那第三种翻译的方法比较我们喜欢。
The third way is sort of preferred.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，而且不愿明明的羞辱他。
I think it goes like, her husband Joseph is a righteous person. He was a righteous person. And in addition, he did not want to put her to public disgrace.
这边不但讲到约瑟的年仅，而且讲到约瑟有怜悯的心。
Here we not only see that he was a very strict follower of the law, but he also was a very merciful man.
指出来他超越过法利赛人跟文士的义。
Now here you can see his righteousness obviously was the kind of righteousness that surpassed the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes.
因为他不但顾虑到神的公义，同时他顾虑到人的尊严。
He not only thought about the demands of the law and God's justice,but he was also very attentive to the needs of men in terms of preserving their dignity.
他有怜悯的心，不愿意羞辱或者伤害到他要想休掉的玛利亚。
His merciful heart meant that he wanted to show mercy, even though he wanted to divorce Mary, he did not want to subject her to any kind of public humiliation or hurt.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？约瑟的公义是福音书里面最早的一个例子。
in the New Testament, the righteousness of Joseph was the first example of New Testament righteousness.
所以神选了这个年轻人, 作为他儿子到地上的时候的养父。
And this sort of righteousness was the very reason why God had picked him to be the son to God's child in this world.
这就是马太为什么在马太福音里面一再的强调什么是公义呢?
And that is why Matthew kept talking about this righteousness.
公义就是不愿意羞辱他人。
And righteousness was also in the unwillingness to humiliate others.
对别人的尊严十分非常的敏感。
So that you're sensitive to other people's dignity.
今天我们检讨一下我们做父亲。
Maybe we want to do some self-examination of ourselves.
我们有没有像约瑟这样第三方面的品格?
Do we have this third aspect of Joseph's righteousness?
我们是不是像约瑟一样的不愿意羞辱别人?
Is it also true of us that we are also unwilling to subject other people to any kind of a public humiliation?
是不是对别人的尊严我们十分敏感?
Do we respect other people's dignity?
今天做父亲的, 我们有没有在儿女的面前对我们的妻子的尊严我们很敏感?
Are we mindful of our wife's dignity when we're in front of our children?
在我们的妻子, 在我们的儿女的面前, 对我们的父母有没有很敏感, 我们的尊严?
Now, in front of our extended family, in front of our wife and kids, are we respectful of our parents?
对了,我们的父母的面前, 我们有没有体会到对我们的妻子, 对我们的儿女的尊严?
Did we or did we not ever humiliate our wife and our children in front of our parents?
或者在我们的家人, 或者在我们的朋友面前, 有没有对一些服侍我们, 侍奉我们的人, 我们给他们一些尊严?
Now, did we give people a hard time, those that wait on us, do we ever humiliate them in front of our friends?
什么是公义?
What is righteousness?
公义就是律法的精义。
Righteousness is the essence of the law.
公正、怜悯跟信实。
Justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
约瑟敏锐地顾及到他人的尊严。
He's very, very sensitive and very, very much respectful of other people's dignity. And God picked Joseph not without a reason. He wanted all of us who were saved by Jesus to follow the example of Joseph. Be sensitive and mindful of other people's dignity. To have the same mercifulness that was demonstrated by Joseph. There's a lot of things in Joseph that are worthy of emulating. And he could serve as not only as an example to those of us who are fathers, he could pretty much serve as an example to all of us who are God's children. Now his righteousness was the kind of righteousness that was talked about in the book of Gospels. He represents two different types of behavior. First of all, he represents a vertical kind of a behavior.
对神的话, 对神的旨意敏感。
Vertically, he was very sensitive to God's purpose and God's command.
第二方面是水平方面的一个角度。
Horizontally, on the other hand, he was very sensitive to God's people.
在所有的人际关系方面。
In terms of his relationship with other people,
不愿意明明的羞辱别人。
So you can see that he was very sensitive to other people's dignity and he was unwilling to ever impose a kind of humiliation on others.
也就是对所有的人尊重他们的尊严。
And this is the definition of respecting others.
这种爱人爱神的意义就是神要教我们学他的。
And this is the kind of righteousness that God wants us to have. And this is a righteousness where whereby we love God and we also love our fellow man.
今天我们来看义人约瑟这一个信徒当操练公义。
All of our disciples need to practice our righteousness.
以敏锐的态度顺服神和对待人。
We obey God and treat people in a very sensitive and a humble way.
圣经对今天的社会也同样的愿意用这个信息告诉今天的社会上做任何做父亲的人。
And this is also the message that the Bible would like to preach to today's world.
我们当效法耶稣的养父约瑟。耶稣的养父约瑟。
We need to imitate and emulate Joseph, who was the foster father of Jesus.
去爱神与爱人。
So we can go out and love people and love God.
基督徒当操练公义的品格。
Christians need to practice their righteousness.
以敏锐的态度顺服神跟对待家人。
With a very sensitive attitude, we obey God and we respect our family.
他对神的话语跟他的旨意要敏感。
We need to be first of all, we need to be very sensitive to God's word and God's purpose.
而且跟肯顺服的去执行。
And be willing to.Obey God's command.
对自己家里面的人要存着敏锐的态度。
In terms of our relationship with members of our family, we also need to have a very sensitive attitude.
尊重家中老的跟尊重家中小的所有的成员。
We'll respect all of the members of our family, young or old.
做基督徒父亲的。
Okay, those of us who are Christian fathers.
要操练公义。
Please practice your righteousness.
以神的话语跟神的旨意来带领家庭。
You lead your family with God's word and God's purpose.
也要有怜悯跟恩慈。
And you have a merciful heart and kindness in your heart.
不但对自己的家人、妻子、儿女如此。
You need to be merciful and loving not only towards your own family.
你要对任何的人跟对待我们的家人一样。
You need to treat everybody else.Exactly the same way as you would treat the members of your own family.
这就是神对父亲们所要求的品格。
This is what God demands of us.
也就是神对所有属于他的儿女所要求的品格。
And this is the kind of character that God wants all of his children to have.
让我们多效法耶稣的养父约瑟。
Let's emulate Joseph, the foster father of Jesus.
做一个能够容神益人的人。
Let's all be God's children and worthy of God's praise and love.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们赞美你，敬拜你。我们谢谢你，你让我们从你自己的话语中间看到你所拣选的耶稣的养父约瑟的公义。主，我们愿意，我们今天不但所有的父亲。我们愿意所有称你为父的神的儿女能够模仿能够学习公义的约束他的义让我们成为一个爱人爱神的一个人让我们所做的能够容神义人听我们这样的祷告
以上的节目是由根新传道会制作。